What an artist. 7 o'clock, SS Zeebano. RNI News. Worldwide. Now.
And good evening, this is Chris St. John. Blackpool, Frederick Joseph Saul appeared in the Blackpool courtroom today. He was charged with the murder of Police Superintendent Gerald Richardson. Saul was remanded in custody for 3 days. There were some startled gasps from the people in the courtroom when Joseph Saul entered the place. His right eye was completely closed by an enormous bruise that distorted the entire right-hand side of his face. His cheek was swollen and there was a number of cuts. He spoke only once when he told the judge his age, 38. Northern Ireland, after an explosion at a pumping station, several thousand families on 4 estates may well be without water for several weeks. The explosion comes at a time when Belfast is already suffering from acute shortage of fresh water. Water tankers will provide emergency rationing until the normal service is reintroduced. A man was sent to prison for 15 years today for causing an explosion in Belfast city centre earlier this year. And the Daily Mirror. The Daily Mirror plant at Belfast was damaged by an explosion earlier this year, is to be closed down. Officials of the International Publishing Corporation announced this today. The plant is one of the most modern in Europe. 100 people will lose their jobs. And some news received just a few minutes ago from Moscow. The Soviet Foreign Ministry has called the British ambassador to meet them. It's not yet known why, but there are thoughts in some quarters that it may be in connection with Britain's expelling the large number of Soviet spies. And finally, Brighton. And today was the final day of the Labour Party conference in Sussex. Among today's topics was the nationalisation of insurance companies and building societies. The weather this evening will be cloudy over most of Europe and the horizon. Tomorrow, much the same as today, with cloudy conditions continuing. This is RNI News, our next bulletin at 8 o'clock.
RNI. This is the Mark Stewart Hit Pick.
He's so subtle when he wants to be, isn't he? Olivia Newton-John, Banks of Ohio.
Take a walk, to take a walk, just a little walk, down the side, where the waters flow, down by the banks of the Ohio, and only sing
request from Olivia Newton-John. I'm becoming quite partial to that one. Anyway, it's The Banks of the Ohio, and it's my hit pick for this particular week. And welcome back to the programme with yours truly,
Mark Stewart.
Here's the Smash Play. One of two smash plays from Radio Nautzy International, Sound of Aretha Franklin and Spanish Harlem. And letters, yes, speaking of letters, as you may know, I was battling away on the old Skrife machine today. And just to remind you that if you would like to write in, we'd love to hear from you out here on the radio ship Mebo 2. So it's P.O. Box 117, Hilversum in Holland is the address. And today I've been sorting out all the records into their correct date order, because as you may or may not know, I possess a rack in my cabin which goes along the wall, and it's on a 7-day rack, you see, and I pile all the appropriate letters into the appropriate days. So you're in very good hands, so stand by for your request when you requested it.
De gouden glans van de radio straalt af van onze antennes bij deze Noordzee hitback.
Took the words right out of my mouth yet again. Anyway, this is a request which I can't find the record though, rather the letter. I definitely remember dragging it out of the racks for a reason, or did it fall out? I can't remember.
There's no more corn on the grasses, the walkers.
There's no more corn Will you drive the women like you drive the man?
Sound of the Walkers, much requested record there, with the rather unusual title of There's No More Corn on the Brasso. Anyway, this is Radio North Sea International, and we have a quick news flash from CSU.
Good evening and thank you, Mark. First of all, a piece of news from Holland. The window screen of the car carrying Emperor Hirohito from Rotterdam to The Hague was smashed after a man threw an object thought to be a stone. The man escaped. Japanese embassy officials in Den Haag are to discuss the security arrangements with the Dutch police tonight. Already the Dutch have announced that they cannot make any guarantee on the Emperor's safety. That's the end of this news flash. Further news will be broadcast tonight at 8 o'clock.
Thank you very much, CSJ. 14 and a half after 7. I'm getting carried away. There's something going on. I don't know what it is. Hello to Pam Bird in Essex, and we play this one especially for you. Tiffany!
You know you're one in a million, baby. You know what I mean. I've only seen you once in a while. You got the style I've been looking for. What's more, you're one in a million, baby. You've entered a dream. You put a gleam back into my eye. Being a guy like no other I've seen. When you're lonely, it seems, out of your favorite dreams, I'll talk.
of the Tiffany, and it's entitled One in a Million. It's the music maker from R&I, and I did play that for Pam Bird. I also wanted to say hi to Jackie, who is her friend, and she lives at 32 Wansville Gardens, Southend-on-Sea, Essex, in England. And thanks a lot for the letter written on Illuminous notepaper, so I could read it in the dark, no doubt. And actually, at about 3 o'clock, I'll need that notepaper, I think. So, you want a photo, and the photo will be yours, because I'll put it in the post, or I'll put it in the envelope tonight, and it'll probably go off on Monday's tender, which can't be bad. And we'll play you this little thing from Ireland, the sound of Brendan Quinn, and Help Me Make It Through the Night.
Take the ribbon from your hair, shake it loose to let it fall, lay it soft on my skin, like the shadow on the wall. Come and lay down beside me till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night.
Brendan Quinn, and Help Me Make It Through the Night. And I'm told by CSJ that in fact Brendan Quinn is the name of a group, and they're over there in Ireland. So let's hope the shortwaves are receiving you tonight. And I'd like to say good evening to Phil, and hope you're listening on the old ring main. Yes, about the right time, isn't it? 21 minutes after 7. Shouldn't be doing much now. And could you remind, listen, I've got news for you, mate, about me jingles.
This is the place that's gonna blow your mind.
The place that's gonna blow your mind.
The place that's gonna blow your mind.
Shirt tails.
This is the sound of radio, the
sea. Sound of radio.
This is the sound of radio, the sea.
Yes, that's the mystery word for tonight. Moving into the number 8 sound of R&I Super Hit 50. Ex-Dave Rogers hit pick this one. I get quite carried away at that point. Anyway, Aphrodite's Child, and such a funny night, and believe me, it is. In fact, it's getting quite crowded in this part of the North Sea, though. We'll have to have parking meters out here soon. Someone will make a bomb. Quite enjoyed that. That was Aphrodite's Child and titled Such a Funny Night. Stands at number 8 in R&I's Superhit 50. And reminder, R&I is going 24... 24-